KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. High school volleyball postseason play began last night. Regional volleyball action in both classes 1A and 2A. In first round class 1A play last night, it was Adair Casey outlasting Cam 3-2, 15-11. Was Adair Casey winning in that fifth and deciding game. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Peyton Sherdan 3 in a row. Sydney swept 3 from Nish Nabotna. It was Griswold taking 3 straight from Essex. Guthrie Center advanced with a 3-sweep over Glidden-Ralston. Bowyer Valley moves on with a 3-sweep over West Harrison. Mount Air defeated Lamoni 3-0. It was Lennox in a 3-sweep over Orient Maxburg. Westwood defeating Whiting 3-0. Stanton over South Page in 3 straight. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 3 in a row. Arweva was a 3-winner over Charter Oak Ute. And also Woodbine sweeps 3 in a row from Heartland Christian. All those winners advancing in Class 1A regional volleyball play. In Class 2A first-round play last night, it was Audubon defeating Panorama 3-0. Southwest Valley downed Clarinda Academy in 3 straight. St. Albert defeated AHSTW in 3. IKM Manning swept 3 from Riverside. Maple Valley downing West Monona 3-1. It was Missouri Valley moving on with a 3-0 win over Logan Magnolia. And Des Moines Christian defeating Nottoway Valley 3-1 in last night's action. Those winners all moving on. And I make that 3-0 in postseason tournament play. They're all moving on now after those wins last night. In regular season high school volleyball play last night, a few Hawkeye 10 conference matchups going on. It was Shenandoah putting together a 3-sweep over Lewis Central. Kemper Catholic also wins in 3 straight. They defeat Glenwood last night. And it was Red Oak downing Creston 3-1 in Hawkeye 10 play. Madison Bumgarner was on top of his game. James Shields was not. And the San Francisco Giants cruised to an easy victory over the Royals in Game 1 of the Wild Card World Series in Kansas City. Bumgarner was superb as the Giants earned a 7-1 victory, holding the Royals to a run and 3 hits with 5 strikeouts over 7 innings. The Giants' ace was working on a 2-hit shutout until Salvador Perez homered with 2 out in the bottom of the 7th inning. Before that blast, the Giants already had forged a 7-0 lead. San Francisco got all the runs they needed during the first inning off of Shields as Pablo Sandoval hit an RBI double before he came home on Hunter Pence's 2-run homer. Pence was 2-for-3 with a couple of runs scored. The Giants added 2 runs in the 4th before Joe Panik laced an RBI triple off of Danny Duffy and came home on Sandoval's run-scoring single in the 7th. Gregor Blanco padded the Giants' 10-hit attack by going 1-for-3 with a bases-loaded walk and a couple of runs scored. It was a short evening for Shields, who was tagged for 5 runs and 7 hits in 3-plus innings. Although his nickname is Big Game James, Shields is 3-5 with a 5.74 earned run average in 53 and a third innings over his 10 career postseason starts. Well, the starting pitchers for Game 2 of the World Series are a study in contrast. The Royals will send out rookie right-hander Yordano Ventura, who's from the Dominican Republic, grew up idolizing Pedro Martinez and now talks to him nearly every day. The Giants will counter with veteran Jake Peavy, the right-handed hired gun who helped Boston win the World Series last year. Both bring an element of the unknown into their World Series starts tonight. Ventura struggled in a relief stint during the Royals' wild card win over Oakland, though he pitched far better in postseason starts against the Angels and the Orioles. Peavy has had trouble against Kansas City throughout his career, especially at Kauffman Stadium. Now, the mayors of Kansas City and San Francisco have a bet riding on the outcome of the World Series. If the Royals take the crown, then San Francisco Mayor Edwin Lee will travel to Kansas City to read to students. If the Giants prevail, Kansas City Mayor Sly James will serve meals to the homeless in San Francisco and sing with a church musical group. Food is also on the line, with James betting barbecue and Lee wagering some Humphrey Slocum ice cream and Bodan's sourdough bread. James says that Kansas City has waited 29 years for a World Series championship team and that not even a Giant can stand in our way. But Lee says that although Kansas City has been playing well, the Royals are no match for the Giants. The daughter of Major League Baseball's first black player will be at Landmark Negro League's Baseball Museum in Kansas City before the second game of the World Series today. Jackie Robinson began his professional career with the Negro League's Kansas City Monarchs in 1945 before joining the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947. His daughter Sharon Robinson will speak today to a group of about 60 elementary school students. Her appearance is part of a program called Breaking Barriers in Sports and in Life. Participants learn and write about Jackie Robinson and how they can use his example to overcome obstacles. MLB says the program has reached more than 22 million youngsters. On inquiry by the NCAA and an independent investigator have concluded that a Sports Illustrated expose alleging misconduct in the Oklahoma State football program to be fundamentally unfounded. The NCAA and the university said the joint investigation included nearly 100 interviews and a review of some 50,000 documents and emails. It found three instances that may lead to NCAA infractions. SI said it interviewed more than 60 former players and found evidence of potential NCAA violations under coaches Les Miles and current coach Mike Gundy dating to 2001. The series of stories included numerous former players making allegations of cash payments to players, academic misconduct, inconsistent enforcement of drug policies, and some of the school's recruiting hostesses having sex with prospects from 2001 to 2010. Well, people familiar with the situation say a hearing on Ray Rice's appeal of his indefinite suspension will be held November 5th and 6th. Those people spoke to the Associated Press anonymously because details of the hearing have not been made public. Rice was suspended indefinitely September 8th for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy after a video of Rice hitting his then-fiancée in an elevator was released publicly. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell originally had suspended Rice for two games. The Dallas Cowboys have released defensive end Michael Sam from the practice squad, causing the player to find a third team since being drafted by St. Louis this year. Sam spent 7 weeks with the Cowboys after joining their practice squad September 3rd. He went to Dallas 4 days after being released by the Rams, who selected him in the 7th round of the draft. Buffalo Bills running back C.J. Spiller has been placed on the reserve injured designated to return list a day after having surgery to repair a collarbone injury, and that means that Spiller will have a chance to return by week 16. Spiller and co-starting running back Fred Jackson were hurt in a 17-16 win over Minnesota Sunday. Jackson is expected to miss 4 weeks with a groin injury. The Bills filled Spiller's roster spot by signing Philip Tanner, who spent the previous 3 seasons with the Dallas Cowboys. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.